We are appreciative of you being here this morning, and our scripture reading for this hour's lesson is found in Romans chapter 11. Romans chapter 11 and the first verse. Romans 11 and 1. I say then, hath God cast away His people? God forbid. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. Once again, a pleasant good morning to you. We are appreciative for you being here. Today we will continue looking at our assigned topics for Bible Bowl, that being Romans, the book of Romans, as we're going through that wonderful book. And today we wind up in chapter number 11. Growing up, there were two boys who were rambunctious, Billy and Tommy, always getting into trouble. And one day, after just having a big scolding from their mother before they got to church, they walk into church and the preacher bends down and says, "Where is God? Do you know where God is?" And Billy turns to Tommy and goes, "Oh no, they think we've stolen God now." Troy nodded, "That's all I needed." Chapter number 11 in the book of Romans. We're talking about justification by faith. Really, chapter 9, 10, and 11, kind of all three lumped together, 9 and 10, parts 1 and 2, and then this is kind of the conclusion. If you're reading through Romans, probably not your favorite section. It might be, and that's fine, but by and large, people 9, 10, and 11 do not apply to you and I today as it did to the original audience, because we are not of the Jewish heritage. We don't have to wrestle with the faithfulness of God in the Old Testament because we have the whole story written out for us. But just as a short review, chapter 1 depicts the Gentiles' thesis. The gospel is the power of God to salvation. Chapter 2 then asks the question, what about the Jews? The third chapter of Romans paints sin as a worldwide dilemma. Chapter 4 talks about Abraham, how he was a man of faith. Chapter 5 is a bridge between sections and talks about how peace is a blessing. Chapter 6, having died we live, dead to Christ, dead to the world, alive in Christ. Now we're dead, chapter 7, but joined to Christ. Chapter 8, we are glorified with Christ. And chapters 9 and 10, see, there's that justification by faith. And Paul is reconciling it with the promise that was made to Israel. So now we get it with the faithfulness of God. I think you'll like Romans 11 by the time we finish our chapter. As another reminder, Paul has not been to Rome when he writes this. He'll make it there about 4 years later. In fact, if you want to study when he wrote this, we'll be in that, Lord willing, tomorrow night in our neighborhood Bible study. We'll be in Acts chapter 20, so we'll talk about that more in depth there. But the church at Rome was composed of Jewish and Gentile Christians. There was a clash of cultures. They didn't always get along for the simple fact Jewish people grew up one way, the Gentile people grew up a completely different way. Chapter 10 then asks the question, has God no longer any interest in those that were once His covenant people? Has God just cast off the Israelites? And chapter 11 answers that, and the short answer is no. Let's look at this chapter, if you will. It's first six verses. We can see that the Jews are not rejected by God. Notice again, I say then, verse 1, has God cast away His people? God forbid. God hasn't forgotten the Israelites, but He's welcomed in the Gentiles as well. He says, for I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, the tribe of Benjamin. He's quoting here, at least that first part, from the book of Psalms. Psalm 94 and verse 14, talking about it's God cast away His people. The question then becomes, what do you mean? Well, they were rejected by and large, but God kept a small remnant. That's going to be a key thought in today's lesson. A small remnant. What's your proof? Paul says, I am an Israelite, and I can be pleasing to God. He says, I'm of the tribe of Benjamin. So Paul has every right to say, yes, God has not forgotten His people. I am an Israelite. Verses 2 and 3, God's not cast away His people which He foreknew. Wot ye not, or know ye not, what the Scripture says of Elijah? How he makes intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed thy prophets and digged down thine altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. Now we see that most Jews had not met God's qualifications to be pleasing to him. Just because they were Jewish people, New Testament time, doesn't